1270, The Buzz.
1270 welcomes you to Broadview, a weekly radio show that looks into the issues here in Northern Nevada. Hot topics of the week, a senior moment or two, and special guests. Phone lines are open now at 823-1920. Here is your host, Jay Davis.
Be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.
That's what my mom always told me. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.
Just be a drag queen, right?
Have you ever dressed in drag, JT?
No.
Never?
Never.
Not even Halloween? Come on. Never wanted to be a little fairy princess?
Back in high school, my best friend's girlfriend talked him into coming to a Halloween party as Little Orphan Annie, and I learned my lesson.
You said no way.
She was Daddy Warbucks, and he was Little Orphan Annie.
Is he a phobic now?
No, he made me a phobic just looking at him.
Well, that's my new theme song, Baby, I Was Born This Way, you know, Lady Gaga. I mean, it's true. I can't help it. Welcome to Broadview. I know you're just jealous. I have a theme song for you, too, though.
You do?
Because I know you're not musically inclined. You don't really care
about it. What's my theme song?
Okay. Are you ready, Sean? Give him his theme song.
Oh, no.
All right. Okay, is that for you?
That.
Is that for you? Okay,
right.
That's your new theme song.
JP's theme song.
God bless America, huh?
There you go.
Well, welcome. JP Travis here with me again as co-host, and be sure to check out his column every week at jpattitude.com.
What is it
this week? It's who's to blame? Blaming.
Who's to blame?
Who's to blame?
Right. Who's really to blame for the financial mess?
Oh, the financial mess. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't get to it this week, but we'll talk about it a little bit later.
Okay.
Steve Aussie's here too, co-host of Nevada Matters. Do you enjoy doing that show with Eddie Floyd?
I do.
Yeah.
And we're just back from North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to South Dakota, only because we were looking for East Dakota and couldn't find it.
Leave it to you to wander around.
Well, Denise wanted me to ask for directions. Ain't going to do it.
No, of course you're not. You're a man. But coming up today in our Laugh Lounge, we have political satirist. Satirist. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Kind of sadistic.
Satirist with a Y. That
sounds weird. Satirist.
Those are the people who have
sex. Satirist. Okay, whatever. Will Durst. He's very funny. He's joining us from Reno Tahoe Comedy. Wainwright is going to bring him in. They're having a show, two shows tonight, Pioneer Underground. He's hilarious. You'll love it. Also, Sean and Gene Jr. Savoy. This is two very spiritual men, both ministers or reverends. I'm not sure. You know, I get all that stuff a little mixed up. But they also have a local business here, Steamboat Hot Springs. And they're bringing a wonderful awareness, a spiritual awareness event to Reno. So I want to tell everybody about it. So they're going to join us. Very interesting.
That might be good for you.
Very interesting. They're very interesting. Their father was actually down in Mexico and saw some of the old scrolls. And they have a story to tell. You'll have to wait and see. You'll love them. They're very interesting. Also, JP's A Moment of Common Sense. That coming up later. Hope it makes sense today. No, I know it does.
It does.
So we'll do that. And what else? Oh, in our Better Living segment, Trooper Chuck is here. NHP Trooper Chuck. He's everywhere. He is such a great guy.
You like Trooper Chuck, don't you?
Yes. He's involved in everything, and they have just spurred off drive sober or roll over. No, or be pulled over. He's going to roll over and be pulled over.
That might have been a better slogan.
I think it is a good slogan. So he's going to tell us all about that because Labor Day coming up, and a lot of people drink and drive. So welcome to the show. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you. You've been all over the place.
Yeah, we were in the neighborhood, and we thought, hey, we were at In-N-Out, and we thought, hey, we're near...
Let's go In-N-Out, Jay's show, Broadview.
Yeah, let's do that.
We're glad to hear you. We're going to talk about the economy and all those things you like to talk about here in a little bit. But I think the big news...
we're going to talk about Apple, too.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yep.
You were a little part of that, so that'll be interesting. Looking forward to that. Well, I think the main topic is the hurricane. Hurricane Irene, bearing down. Kind of missed.
Just a couple days after the earthquake.
Yeah, things are crazy, aren't
they? And it's been hot, so shake and bake plus...
it's like the whole East Coast is a bunch of babies, isn't it? I mean...
Well, they're not used to all this stuff.
The earthquake was nothing, and now the hurricane's turning out not to be that much.
Well, you know, I kind of feel that way. We better get some hurricane advisories over here and get lined up to have our stuff ready. You don't know what could happen.
Sounds like Mayor Bloomberg kind of overreacted, sending 300,000 people scurrying, telling them, you better get out of there or I'm going to shut your power off.
Well, you know what the thing is? He's being safe rather than sorry, because if it had been really bad, then it said, okay, Katrina, and why didn't you do what you needed to do to get those people out
of there? I think that's what
he
was thinking about, Ray Nagin and Katrina.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Clearly the end days.
Do it before it happens. You know, people are running scared. They're taking precautions. Well, I thought I'd bring with me a hurricane, what a hurricane is. what it does. It builds energy as it moves across the ocean. It sucks up the warm, moist, tropical air from the surface and dispensing cooler air aloft. You know what I'm saying? Then if you think this storm is, if you think of it correctly, you can think of a storm breathing in and out. That's what it does. It breathes in and out. I thought that was an interesting little tidbit.
Sucks warm air up through the eye and...
And of course, the eye of the hurricane is very calm.
Very calm. As a matter of fact, I was in Hurricane Donna when I was a child down in Florida. When we lived in Florida, Hurricane Donna. Well, I wanted to go out. Of course, the trees were flying, branches were flying, and it just looked like so much fun. I wanted to go out there. And all of a sudden, the eye came over. I thought it was over. I'm on my way out the door. The trees falling on the house. My mom screaming. Oh, what a day. What a day. And then all of a sudden, it kicked in again. Yeah, pretty wild.
I miss those days when the hurricanes all had female names.
Yes,
I
mean, indeed. Huh?
Don't you think that was more appropriate?
More appropriate.
Yeah, I do too. But I think times have changed.
I mean, Hurricane Bruce, come on. It just doesn't sound right.
Stop it.
Yeah, Hurricane Bruce is Cammy.
Quit it. Bruce. Oh, you did pretty good on that.
Yeah, very good, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You found me out.
I guess the other topic that's very hot is, of course, Tripoli. Going on Muammar Gaddafi, nowhere to be seen. Although he has been seen, you said.
Yeah, I mean all the news about Gaddafi is just, how do you say it?
Is it Gaddafi? Or are you saying Gaddafi?
I don't know, but
Mr. Bojangles.
Strange news.
Yeah.
I mean, number one, the president can't seem to keep his mouth shut until he knows what's going on. So they announce that it's all over and the son's been captured. Next thing
the son's on the news
saying I'm not captured fighting.
Yeah, I know.
Gaddafi saying I'm not done. I'm going to keep on fighting.
Come
now,
and get me.
They supposedly, somebody's seen him in Zimbabwe with Robert Mugabe. So he's maybe...
Making plans.
Given haven by another dictator.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say he's on his way out, though.
And then the strange news is his daughter. Remember the infant baby?
Uh-huh. Listen to this, Steve.
When Reagan bombed his compound in retaliation for terrorism in 1986, and Gaddafi garnered all this world sympathy by saying his baby daughter was killed.
Yeah, and that he would get revenge.
Well, now that they've gone into Libya, these rebels, and they're releasing all these secret papers, it turns out she's been alive the whole time. She's a doctor in the hospital.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Is that bizarre or what?
It's very bizarre.
They said they were setting a trap that he had been killed, and they were using that to get the rebels in to set a trap, but that might have just been a spin. Hey, why don't we just call him Mo?
Mo, baby.
Yeah.
Mo, show me the money, Mo. Well, Western nations have also been providing political and diplomatic backing to the rebels there, the leadership, known as the Transitional National Council. They actually have a name now. And the U.S. and the European states say that they're prepared to return Libyan assets that were frozen in the final months of Gaddafi's rule.
But we really don't know if Gaddafi's done ruling, do we?
No, we don't. Beyond that, though, assistance is going to be very limited. They say there's no sign that the U.S. or Europe has any interest in sending the ground troops to help stabilize Libya. Some of the economic help is considered likely, but the amount may not be large.
I think the,
what do you think?
The consensus is that it's an if, not a when, not if thing, that he is done. It's just we don't know when.
If he's in Zimbabwe, then I guess
he's finding his haven. He's got his goal. I mean, they found all kinds of stuff in his palace.
But do you know
he's
what's different
luxurious.
About Libya from Egypt?
What?
They don't have any parliamentary or constitutional institutions. There's no Congress. There's no parliament. All there was Gaddafi.
It's a dictatorship.
So they can't come in and take over the parliament or hold elections. They have none of those facilities.
Yeah, well, he set that all down in advance. That's what dictators do, right, Steve?
I thought it was interesting. He has a real liking for Condoleezza Rice. He had albums of her and showered her with a couple hundred thousand dollars worth of gifts when she visited.
Well, no wonder she kind of backed out of the scene. I wondered what happened to her.
You think she's been in Libya?
Yeah, exactly. One of his many women in harem. I respect her.
Steve, he doesn't need Condoleezza Rice. He's got all those virgin female bodyguards, remember?
Doesn't he have to die first, though?
Yeah, but they're not smart.
No, he really does have virgin bodyguards. Yeah.
Okay, well, my question is whether the rebels will be able to set up a government and establish order in the capital and the rest of Libya. What do you think, Steve?
Well, the rebels, I think, are from a bunch of different tribes, so we really don't know. You know, sometimes the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know. So
they're going to have to get organized.
This whole Arab Spring thing, we don't know where it's leaving. There'll be an Arab summer coming, and we don't know who's going to ascend to the top. Could even be worse than what we had before. We just don't know, I don't think.
Crazy. It's all up in the air right now. A senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations says that the only thing that every country involved in the intervention agrees on is that somebody else should take the lead on the post.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, it says it doesn't matter who, just get him out. Doesn't matter who, just anybody.
Well, if it's the Muslim Brotherhood, that's not better, is it?
Well, documents leaked from the Transitional National Council suggest that it well be aware of the hazards of post-conflict reconstruction. What does that mean? A detailed draft for a constitution calls for the election of a National Assembly within 20 months. They want to do it within 20 months.
They don't even know how to do elections. I don't think that's going to be easy.
Somebody does over there. Somebody does. And I'm wondering if the Obama administration will try to convince Congress that it'd be a good investment to follow up on the military operations in Libya.
Oh, Lord.
Do you think?
That's what trouble. Every time I hear the word reconstruction, I visualize piles of money going from our country to some other country.
I know it.
Perhaps the big problem in the short term will be who will police things and keep things under control in the meantime until the new government's set up.
Yeah, and I wonder who. I mean, there's no even a whiff of who it might be.
I think there's so many different factions and so many different tribes. We just don't know who will rise to the top, and they'll have fights among themselves for who gets supremacy of all of that.
And that's why I think they're forming this conglomeration of 20 for the council.
It's not the
transitional. No, the rebels. The Transitional National Council.
I see.
They consider themselves now in control.
It's one guy with a computer. He's got a laptop
with 20 in his family. We got the council. We know what to do. Well, one U.S. Marine who was a diplomat and a combat.